Nobody fell.
Nobody helped him.
Nobody helped him.
Nobody tripped me. Nobody is playing with me, mocking me all the time I've put in for nobody. Next thing you know, my pants are falling down, or and I usually blame it on St. Andreas. My name is Wavy Gravy. I'm St. Misbehavin. I'm nobody's fool. Proud to be since 1976 for nobody. Let's hear it one time for nobody, big time. Of course, for those of you who want to look at the historical perspective, in 1964, I was with an improvisational theater here in San Francisco called The Committee, and we actually supported LBJ against Barry Goldwater because Goldwater was going to take A-bombs and blow up Korea or something, and so we got LBJ into office, and then he got together with Bob McNamara and tried to kill more people more efficiently since anybody since Attila the Hun. And so in 1968, we ran Pigasus for president. She was the first female black and white candidate for the high office, and a Hampshire hog of great stature. In 1972, we ran a rock for president and a roll for vice president. I remember calling up the Zippies, which were a spinoff of the Yippies, and saying, if you liked our pig, you're gonna love our rock. We had this beautiful, amazing rock that I gathered from the base of Mount Ararat where Noah crashed the ark and the first rainbow appeared. And I took it to Annapurna, where a Tibetan gentleman carved a Buddhist prayer in the side of the rock. And then I spaced the rock out in a taxi cab in New York City after we had launched this great rock and roll campaign where you could always eat the vice president at different rallies. We'd pass out jelly rolls, cinnamon rolls, and people actually were devouring the vice president. Once again, this is, you're not what you eat, you are what you don't poop. And then having spaced the rock out in this taxi cab and in the Village Voice, have you seen this rock on the radio? Nobody saw the rock. I was in deep doldrums. When up the spinal telegraph came the concept of nobody. Nobody keeps all campaign promises. Yeah. Nobody lowered your taxes. Yeah. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. Nobody was president before George Washington. Nobody bakes apple pie better than mom. Yeah. Nobody should have that much power. And the spirit of nobody began to infuse my entire being, and I became nobody's fool. And I went to work for nobody because I want nobody to run my life. And I gathered like friends, my friend Curtis Spengler here from one of the early rallies. Some people, well, I tell people that nobody goes back to Aristotle, Plato, Art Hoppe. I tell the Native Americans I empathize with their cause, but nobody was here first. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody, not somebody, nobody. I think the office is redundant and an insult to all our intelligence and a terrible waste of money. I think we should have an official greeter like I've been, Goldie Hawn, Harry Belafonte, something of this ilk. Or if we are to have a supreme being, perhaps they be infused with a explosive device in their cerebral cortex. Should they lie, they'd explode and we'd have to get another one. Meanwhile, I'm just out there with nobody doing my stuff. And in 1976, when we started Nobody, I had the pleasure of buying out every red rubber nose in Kansas and Missouri, putting them on the under-the-counter culture and circumnavigating the Kempner Arena with all the Republicans inside. And they couldn't club the clowns on the color TV. Why? Clowns are safe, but we all say that. Wow. Then I was given a press pass by John Bryan. I put on a three-piece suit, usually reserved for Halloween, and typed up press releases and gave them to the World Press. They were right there. I was spotted by a plainclothes Kansas City cop who called the FBI and the Secret Service. And as you know, we do use the clicking teeth for our speeches of nobody, and nobody will speak after Zero plays another tune. And they're patting me down, and they felt this bulge in my pocket. And the FBI officer says, "Is that a gun?" And they whipped it out, and the teeth started clicking in his hand. I said, "Quiet, our leader is speaking." True story, the guy rolled his eyes, gave me back the teeth, and said, "Get out of here, you're too weird to arrest." Let's hear it for "Too Weird to Arrest." The great Hunter S. Thompson, an avid Nobody supporter, says, "When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro." And speaking of some weird and pro, it brings to mind this wonderful band who has turned out here for Nobody. They're going to play for a little bit. Nobody's going to show up and speak. Don't go anywhere. The best is yet to come. Nobody thanks you for turning out today.